The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news and what to make of it all. This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
There's reporting that in a third county in Georgia, they have found a memory card. And guess what? These votes favor Donald Trump.
15,000 people who voted in Nevada and another state.
And I think that it's incumbent upon all of these officials involved to really approach this with seriousness.
Every election should lead to learning how to do it better for the next election, and no one should fear questions.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
We are blessed with a lot of smart people who have strong opinions and a point of view that we should monitor pretty closely. There's a little montage yesterday, a montage of a couple of smart guys, Ben Domenech, who's the Federalist publisher, and I really like his opinions. I don't know, I've never met him before, but I see his comments posted on social media. I see his appearances. Interestingly, he's married to Meghan McCain of The View. But Ben has a perspective that often is the clear-headed thinking we need right now. Ari Fleischer was on as well, the former White House press secretary for George W. Bush. Listen to this montage from Fox News of Domenech and Fleischer when it comes to the subject of the integrity of our elections.
It's not like this is the last election we're going to have. We're going to have an election in 2024. We might have a significant role for mail-in ballots then. And I think that it's incumbent upon all of these officials involved to really approach this with seriousness, because we need both parties to feel like the issue here were adjudicated in responsible ways, that they had a transparent approach at the end of the day and could be confident in it.
What we all have to look at here is what can happen going forward. We have an election in Nevada that's going to get redone this cycle because the vote was so close, a 10-vote difference, that they don't have confidence in the election. I certainly went through that in Florida in 2000 when it was a 500-vote difference. Every election should lead to learning how to do it better for the next election, and no one should fear questions.
Now, I know that a lot of us feel defeated on many levels. You shouldn't be defeated. We have to keep putting one foot in front of the other. I was on the phone last night with my son, two sons. I've got four. If you're a new listener to this show, I got four adult sons spread out all over the country. We lost the core of our life 9 or 10 years ago when my Denise passed away, the boy's mother. I miss her so much, and I think of her often, and always will. And I know the boys think of their mama, too. And my granddaughter, Lily, who was named for my Denise, Lily Denise Gallagher, she was exposed yesterday to, apparently this week, recently, to a little 11-year-old playmate in school who tested positive for COVID. So that, of course, starts a whole chain reaction of events. Lily's dad, my son Trevor, is a type 1 diabetic. 40 years old, you know, his body has been through a lot. And obviously, as a family, we worry a lot about Trevor. And he's very careful. I think he takes good care of himself, and he's being cautious. He's been tested. Just found out a couple hours ago his test is negative. So Lily's in quarantine. She's fine. She's playing video games. And my role as a dad is to tell my kid, don't panic. Don't panic. We got this. I'm here. I'll get on a plane if I have to, and we'll do whatever it takes. And he's fine. He's relieved. He's glad he's got a negative test. My other son called with extremely exciting news that he has been accepted by the Salvation Army to become to get 2 years of intense training to become a lieutenant, an officer with the Salvation Army, which does God's work. And I'm so proud of him, I can't see straight. So I'm on the phone with one son, urging him to be calm. I'm on the phone with the other son, telling him how proud I am. I'm talking to the other two sons about how, as a family, we should rejoice and be prayerful. And we have to know that God's got this. And I think it's my role as a radio host to remind you of what can be and what we know we've got in our corner. Matt Vespa wrote a great piece at Town Hall about Democrats celebrating in the streets and ignoring COVID restrictions over Biden's apparent win in the 2020 race. And they're going to gloss over a lot of the nuances of the exit polls. Believe me, he writes, if you're woke, you're not going to get this at all. So if all the legal votes are counted, rest assured, the GOP is in good shape to make the Biden White House into more of a caretaker administration. If we can hold the Senate after the Georgia runoffs, most of the insane aspects of Biden's agenda will have to be shelved. Matt Vespa kind of speaks in my voice, too, when I say, I know that's not what you want to hear. I know we thought Trump would score a decisive victory. We're in legal limbo. Right now, we're key states. Where allegations of illegal backdating of ballots is among some of the funny business that occurred this election. Now, we know there's been a lot of funny business. There have been a lot of shenanigans. There's been a lot of malarkey. We all know that. Corruption. Media lying. A Washington Post poll a week before the election that Biden was going to clobber Trump in a state like Wisconsin by 17 points. Look at the final results. What happened, Washington Post? You bunch of liars. What happened, all you pollsters who convinced people that it was all over for Trump? He didn't stand a chance. Trump knew that the deck was rigged, the deck was stacked against him. We all know it. As I always say, they are in on it too. They know. Well, here's what Matt Vespa says is some of the positive stuff that you should focus on. Down ballot, the Democrats got trounced. Senator Cory Gardner was long written off as toast, Republican Colorado. Martha McSally couldn't win the 2018 Senate race in Arizona, and we probably shouldn't have expected much in 2020. Democrats were expected to pick up 10, 15 seats in the House. They wound up losing seats. We're at a point where the House Democratic majority has been whittled down to the point where Nancy Pelosi cannot afford to lose several votes on anything. So while liberals are treating 2020 like VE Day, local Democrats are worried in the areas that saw a tremendous drop in support for Democrats. The border counties in Texas, especially, where the populations are sometimes 95% Hispanic, saw them embrace Trump hardcore. Biden performed miserably there. I mean, the bottom line here is we got a lot of reasons to be positive and to be optimistic. Don't lose perspective. It's what I tell my kids every day. Again, as Matt Vespa puts it, only a woke individual would gloss over the loss of Democratic support in America. There will be a midterm election in 2022, and if they keep peddling the same nonsense coupled with a failed economic program, which could very well happen under a senile Biden White House, he says. Red wave is a word that cannot do what could happen to the Democrats any justice. Red tsunami isn't appropriate either. He keeps talking about Biden as a caretaker. Let's turn Biden into a caretaker, Matt Vespa writes. Keep the Senate, retake the House, and this guy might as well just stay in the basement. It also shows the Democrats don't own any voter group. I know that may seem alien to Democrats given their historical tie to slavery, he says, but Hispanic and black support shifted towards Trump in 2020. And they know it. Where the president found some minor trouble was with working class whites. It wasn't a huge drop, but slight changes in support could impact an election. We shall see what happens now. And incidentally, that's my attitude about the legal challenges in Georgia and Nevada and Michigan and the news we're hearing. We shall see what happens. I defer to the president and his team. He said in a tweet, the election of 2020, the recount in Georgia is a joke. The president tweeted this morning, even though thousands of fraudulent votes have been found, the real number is in matching signatures. The governor must open up the unconstitutional consent decree and call in the legislature. Now, despite all of this, I'm optimistic. Star Parker wrote a piece at Town Hall why she's optimistic about America. You know, I suppose I should wallow in the despair that some of us feel, the distress resulting from this election. Star Parker says, I'm actually quite upbeat and optimistic about the country that I love. With all of my genuine and legitimate concerns about the chaos and violence, the election, we're not going to turn a blind eye to corruption. We'll see what happens. But Star Parker says, take a look at what the Chinese are doing in Hong Kong. Take a look at Venezuela. Dictators stamp out and smother people gasping for breaths of freedom. This is not happening in America. The rule of law will play out here. The fruits of any democracy are just as good as the people in it. Now we see, as Star Parker puts it, we see profoundly disturbing and threatening trends defining our national reality. But America is filled with tens upon tens of millions of wonderful people who are deeply committed to American principles and American freedom. Most are busy making ends meet and raising their families. They don't have time for political theory or history books. They just have a feeling inside about what is true and right. Star Parker says, I'm talking about Americans of all ethnicities. They're speaking up. Bottom line is, conservatives must continue to do the work to keep the torch of freedom burning. We must, and we will. We have plenty to be optimistic about. So I'm going to urge you to keep perspective, to take a breath, and realize that the fight is here, the fight is on, we'll be battling, and we're going to persevere. This Pfizer news is extraordinary. The Democrats are already trying to damage the results of Operation Warp Speed, which led to the Pfizer, the Moderna vaccines. But they're scoundrels. They're shook, they're angry, and they in many ways are losing, and they know it. Welcome into the Mike Gallagher Show in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Lines are already jammed, but join us anyway. You'll get through. 1-800-655-MIKE. Press 1 to come on air with us, 2 to leave a voicemail. Text us your comments to the Squad Pod text line, also 800-655-MIKE. A lot to break down this hour and lots of passion, reaction, information. I'm glad you're with us here on this Wednesday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show.
Want a great movie that will change your life?
Go to SalemNow.com for some of the most compelling documentaries and movies available anywhere.
SalemNow.com.
And use the promo code MikeG to get a big discount. Hello. Gallagher.
I want to do what we always do, and that's get as many American voices on this show as possible. 800-655-MIKE. This is the place for you to vent. This is the place for you to let your voice be heard. This is the place for you to dive in. Mike, we're going to start with you. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for taking my call, sir. And all the best your granddaughter and your son.
Thank you.
And praying everything's going to be okay for your baby girl, buddy.
I understand. Thank you, Mike.
I love what you do, Mike. I've talked to you before. I'm down here in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm listening to your optimism, and I appreciate and respect your optimistic outlook on this. Where I'm coming from personally is it seems impossible for me if we don't get these voter irregularities and fraud stuff rooted out and flushed out, and we can trust this election going forward. I can't imagine stopping what I'm doing, taking the time to vote, you know, listening to all the rhetoric about why don't vote for this guy or vote for that guy, because it doesn't matter. None of it matters if we can't trust that our votes are going to count.
Correct. Of course I know that. And we have an examination right now, the 2020 election, that is like a colonoscopy. Believe me, this is not, this may not, 2020 may not end the way we want it to end, Mike, but if you say there's no hope if we don't uncover it, well, I agree. That's why it has to be exposed. It has to be, the American people have to be aware of it. You can't give up, Mike. You can't give up on America. And I know you won't. I know you're frustrated. I am too. But we cannot stop fighting, and we cannot give up. 800-655-MIKE.
Gallagher Show.
Let's say thanks to Donald Trump. Without him, there wouldn't be Operation Warp Speed. We would never have these vaccines in the record time we do.
So all of the scientists, everyone behind this, all the way up to President Trump and Vice President Pence, congratulations on this great accomplishment.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I want to talk about something personal for just a minute. I got a phone call last night from my son, who was pretty emotional. He has been working so hard for a goal to be accepted by the Salvation Army program, to be on track 2 years of intense training and becoming an officer with the Salvation Army. He's going to become a lieutenant, God willing. And it's a huge, huge life event for him. Young man has been through a lot of challenges, some bad decisions, he'd be the first to tell you. And he's made a very good decision because he knows the Salvation Army saved his life and he wants to go give back. And being accepted into this intense program, 2 years, like going to college for 2 years to become an officer in the Salvation Army, it's a very big deal in our family. And Mike and I were talking last night about our Angel Tree campaign. And he said something kind of sheepishly. He said, "Dad, you know, I know you got a huge goal." Micah knows all about the Angel Tree program from Prison Fellowship. And it's kind of simple, actually. Years ago, Chuck Colson developed this ministry that reaches out to the families of people in prison, people incarcerated, because it can change their life. So that cycle gets broken. And the child who's not going to have their mom or dad who are in prison this Christmas, their life will be just lifted up by a Christmas gift from you that the child will know comes from his or her mom or dad in prison. You see, the gift of $22 per child delivers a Christmas present, the gospel, and a letter from the incarcerated parent telling the child how much they are loved, how much God loves them, how much the parent misses them. It's a game changer. And Micah said, "You think maybe people would make a donation, Dad, to your prison fellowship drive, kind of in honor of what I've been able to get done here with the Salvation Army?" And I said, "I don't know, son, but let me try." So I'm going to ask you if you'd like to honor my brave, strong, quirky, wonderful son who just got accepted into the formal program to become an officer with the Salvation Army. If you'd like to honor him, I hope you'll make a donation in his name. to my Angel Tree campaign. And let's get, I'm at 1,755 children. I've just got it in my heart right now that we might hit 2,000 kids today. Well, what is that? 245 to go, right? Is that right? Yeah. Is that, no, yeah. We'll get to 1,800. I don't care. Whatever the number is, you know, my head is spinning today and I don't want to do the math. I want to see if your heart might be touched in honor of my kid, who we are so proud of as a family and so grateful for his perseverance, for his focus, for his the way he has embraced God. He's become a very spiritual person. And that's the key. I mean, I just tell him sort of knowingly, God did this. You know, God did this. God lifted you up and gave you the strength to go in, to take your life and put it in this direction. And he has had a lot of challenges. God has gotten him through. God gets us through. And God is, I believe, going to get us to this extraordinary goal of 8,868 children. That's a lot of kids to be sponsored by you for our Prison Fellowship Angel Tree campaign. I hope you'll consider doing it for Micah today. Please go to MikeOnline.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. You'll see the Christmas tree right there at the top of the page. Click on that banner. It's real easy to make a secure online donation. $220 will save Christmas for 10 children of prisoners here in America. $1,000 will reach 50 children. Maybe we have some deep-pocketed donors who God has blessed with good finances and a good economic condition. Maybe you'll want to be real generous, and you'll do this in honor of my kid. Whatever. Maybe you've got $22 you can spare so that one child will have Christmas saved. I know what it feels like to be alone at Christmas without a parent. I hope you'll step up and honor Micah Gallagher for being accepted into this very prestigious and very difficult program at the Salvation Army. Please go to MikeOnline.com and click on the Angel Tree banner. I'm going to watch the counter. Right now, Eric, keep an eye on it. Derek, well, we're all going to watch it. Jay Martin, Pavlina, we're at 1,755 children right now, 1,755. And as that number, I pray, will go up, I'll keep sharing it with you in the next 15 or 20 minutes. We'll see it in real time. MikeOnline.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner or call 888-206-2788, 888-206-2788. And thank you from the bottom of my heart. And thanks for letting me share this great news about my kid. Grace, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Love that name. We need a little more Grace in the world right now. Hi, Grace. Welcome.
Hi, thank you very much for taking my call, and good luck to your son and to the Angels Lights program.
Thank you.
I just want to say I was at the rally on Saturday in D.C. I am an everyday American. I am a regular housewife, and I was able to get it together and make it out there by myself.
Wow.
It was beautiful. The enthusiasm was real. The faces were there. The people were there. I don't know if it was a million people. If it was 500,000, it doesn't matter. We all need to start standing up for our country. If I can do it, anyone can do it.
My message
to the country is, if there are further events coming up, if not now, when? Please, everybody, get out there and do something. Show your face. Wear your Trump hat. Wear your Trump T-shirt. Don't be afraid. That is my message to the country.
God bless you, Grace. And I'm so grateful for your perseverance, too. Like I tell my kids, you know, keep fighting the good fight. I say it every day on the radio. Just got a text message on the Squad Pod text line. Mike, I tell people, in God we trust is not a motto. We need to believe it. Live it. If the people humble themselves in prayer, God will hear their cries and heal their land. That is... we just got to live that. We've got to remember it. May, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hello, May. Thanks very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I wanted to tell you, I worked 15 years in the Colorado Department of Corrections. Mm-hmm. And for two of those years, I worked in visiting. And I saw what the Angel Tree program does for the inmates, especially the children.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable to sit there and watch these children, knowing that their dad's not going to come home or their mom, but here's all these things that you guys have given them to help them during Christmas.
Right.
And, you know, it was good for me to see it because I see the bad part of it.
Sure.
You know, when the children aren't there. But then I saw this. And it is a big program in the prison system. And they really, really do help these inmates and their families.
Well, you saw it firsthand, May. And I'm so grateful that you can share your first-person experience. God bless you. And, you know, you're so right. I mean, we could change these children's lives forever. This child might take a turn that follows the path that the bad choices that their parent made. And then they get a gift at Christmas, and they get the gospel, and they get the word of God, and they get a loving letter from their mom or dad. They get a reminder that God is with them. God hasn't abandoned them. And I just saw a little pop, 766 children, so 11 kids, right, since in the last 2 minutes. So let's keep it going. MikeOnline.com. Click on the Angel Tree banner, and thank you, May, for reminding all of us why we've got to stay faithful, we've got to stay diligent, and we've got to stay focused. Bill, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hello, Bill.
Yeah, Mike, how are you today?
Good, sir. How you doing?
Good, Mike. Mike, my thing is this. I was a police officer for 26 years, and sure. I would say I've voted for about 46 years now, and what I've seen is that there is no more enforcement of the rule of law. We've seen in our government how government agencies that were law enforcement agencies violated the law. No one was held accountable. A senator, in this case Senator Schumer, threatened two Supreme Court justices. No one's held accountable. He doesn't get anything done to him. No charges. The problem that we have, Mike, the laws were there for this election. How many were violated? And will no one once again will be held accountable.
Yeah, but let me gently push back, because I'm as frustrated as you are. But Bill, we've never experienced the kind of year we've experienced as a nation. And there wasn't the pushback against mail-in ballots, mail-in votes like there should have been, because people were so uncertain about coronavirus. You know, we are pounded away nightly, the nightly drumbeat of death, despair, sickness, fear, people cowering in their homes, sitting on their couch, wearing a mask like the governor wants them to do in Pennsylvania. Bill, there was a lot we were up against, but that was 2020. So either, I mean, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot here. You just want to, you don't want to give up now, do you?
I'm not saying to give up, Mike, because I believe in God and I believe in the power of prayer, but I also know that men, good men, that don't stand up, and that has to do a lot with our legislators who will not hold people accountable. They never held Schumer accountable. They never held other people accountable that had violated law.
Well, you know, that's so why good men and women have to stand up. I get it. I get it. Good men and women must stand up, and they are. Good people are fighting back. And it's not, you can't roll out, if you don't stay optimistic and you don't stay committed and you don't persevere, we might as well just roll up the tent. It's not over. There's nothing over. We know what we're up against. We're up against people like Cuomo. Here's what Cuomo said on a local radio station yesterday about Operation Warp Speed. Remember the other day we played the Jake Tapper cut from CNN where Tapper said, thank goodness for, he thanked the president, President Trump, that's CNN, Jake Tapper. You got to give credit. He said thank you to President Trump and Vice President Pence for Operation Warp Speed. Now, he probably got a lot of flack for that over at CNN, because we know what that cesspool is like over there, right? But it's true. Every single American, every man and woman in this country knows how Operation Warp Speed evidently delivered this extraordinary news that this vaccine from Pfizer and BioNTech was 95% effective in the final results from this study. And Pfizer is seeking authorization within the next few days. That is extraordinary news, and it should be celebrated by everybody. I don't care what you are, Republican, Democrat. Well, listen to this, Democrat, the wretched governor of New York.
Why is it moving so fast? Two reasons. Money and ego. The first drug company that has the vaccine, that is big money. You didn't need Trump to tell the vaccine companies you should develop a vaccine. He had nothing to do with it. president, it's ego. On the way out the door, he wants to be able to say, I solved COVID because I discovered a vaccine. Now, it's all BS. He didn't do anything. It's the drug companies. And nobody's going to trust him saying it's a safe vaccine.
What a petty, petty, miserable, miserable, unhappy man that must be. And I've never met him. I wouldn't go across the street to see him or to talk to this guy. You don't need me to tell you how disgusting that is. For a guy who has written a book bragging about his leadership during coronavirus to literally, actually blame President Trump and Pfizer and Moderna for being so fast in coming up with coronavirus vaccines that show signs they may be very effective in ending the pandemic. If you are suspicious that jerks like this don't even want the pandemic to end, you would be forgiven for wondering that. It would be very understandable. That's what we're up against. And thankfully, good and decent and normal Americans are going to persevere and rise up and swat that thing, that kind of vile rhetoric away. 1-800-655-MIKE. We're going to get a lot more voices on here. The ReliefFactor.com studio, busy edition. Keep those texts coming, too, on the Squad Pod text line. We value privacy, and we reject big tech censorship. SquadPod.com/MikeG. Join our squad. SquadPod.com/MikeG. A busy, busy Wednesday, November 18th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show. I'm glad you're... Oh, my gosh. Look at these numbers. I got some good news to share with you here in a couple of moments. Stay with us.
You say you came to Baltimore from Ole Miss. A class of...
Hi, Mike. Central Illinois, thank you for being positive and staying positive and keeping us positive. We really appreciate it. Have a great day.
We're going to get through all of this together. I mean, look at this number. My goodness. Now, we started the morning, the start of the day, crack of dawn. I looked at the number. We have 1,673 children that were sponsored this morning. Want to know where we are right now? My kid is going to be so proud. 2,027 children have been sponsored so far by the Mike Gallagher Show family of listeners. I'll call Micah as soon as I get off the air and give him the good news. Thank you for lifting him up and honoring him. Eric Hansen, our operations director, just pointed out if we're like, 53 kids more, we'll have added 500 children just today alone. And see what I mean about this country? You see what I mean about the goodness of people? This is in the face of frustration. This is being surrounded by uncertainty. This is while the president is fighting and challenging the garbage nonsense that we know. Here's a Monmouth poll, incidentally, just came out. 77% of Trump voters believe that Joe Biden won because of fraud. Those people aren't going anywhere. The never Trumpers, the left, the media, they hate us, and they hate that number. They can't believe it. They're already saying this is unbelievable. Oh, this is terrible. What's terrible is millions and millions of people being told to mail in a ballot that may or may not be who they say they are. All of this, but you know what? We've got Georgia to focus on. We've got the president fighting. We got millions of people loyal to him. And look at what you just did today. Just almost 500 kids sponsored. Excuse me, it just went up to 2,056 kids. Is that the 500, Eric, we needed? Go to MikeOnline.com and click on the Angel Tree banner and sponsor a child to we can send a Christmas gift. You'll save Christmas for thousands of American children whose mom and dad are in prison through no fault of their own. Just go to MikeOnline.com, click on the Angel Tree banner, and on behalf of my proud son, thank you. Well, he's not proud. I'm proud of him. He's grateful and excited and earnest. thanks for joining us. Stay positive. See what I mean about what good things can happen in this great country of ours, the greatest country on the planet. Have a great day. Be safe. Keep fighting the good fight. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.